The hottest part of the year has yet to hit the islands, but already scientists are bracing for another round of severe coral bleaching. But this time, they have a new tool to help researchers and community groups as they keep watch over the health of our reefs. Kutle Rogers is with the Coral Ecology Laboratory at the Hawaii Institute of Marine Biology at Coconut Island. She dropped by our studios to talk about a new coral card that is being used underwater this summer.
Over the past 2 years, we've been developing this tool. We've been doing experiments and validations. What we did was we brought in over 600 corals. We fragmented them, so we had the same genetic type, and we had six different species of the main Hawaiian corals. And then we subjected them to experimental bleaching. So we heated them, and as they started to bleach, they begin to lose their color because they have a tiny single-celled algae called zooxanthellae, a symbiont. And this gives the corals their color. And they will lose that color as corals get stressed, whether by temperature or sediment, nutrients, any type of stress. So we took advantage of this by seeing how the health parameters line up with the colors of the corals. So we had professional photographers, the stenders, underwater photographers, so that we would maintain consistency in the photography. We had over 10,000 photographs. And as we photographed each fragment, we also took chlorophyll levels. We looked at the electron transport rate, their photosynthetic activity. We looked at what their zooxanthellae or their symbiont density was. And all of these things decline with bleaching. So we developed a card that has 36 different colors. We've tested it, and we have our final copy here.
It's a flywheel, really. Right?
Yeah, it's a wheel that's easy to use. It's biodegradable. It's waterproof. It's fairly sturdy. And then we had to validate this because you have to make sure that a subset of this is similar to the full set. So we validated with another 100. We also validated in the field and found that it's worth, that it can be used for 17 different coral species. So the majority of the species. There are some blue corals that it cannot be used with, like Montipora flabellata, because those have a pigment rather than the zooxanthellae that's giving them some of their color. So those were excluded. But the majority of the corals that are here and that bleach in Hawaii can be used with this card. So it can be used with a variety of people. We did a testing to see if there was a difference with age, with gender, with the level of experience they have in the water, with highest education level, and we did not see a difference. So most people call one color what it is, unless, of course, you're colorblind.
Right. So what you're talking then, this is a great tool for community groups that are out there working on projects with a particular agency, or just the scientists themselves, the researchers who are working on a project.
Yes. We've had a lot of great response from over 50 different management agencies already, nonprofit, federal, state. We also have given out almost 1,000 cards, and we have another 2,000 to give out because we have had some support from Castle Foundation and the Hawaii Community Foundation for travel to other islands for the outreach. And then we also had a Colorado company, Condit, that printed 3,000 of these cards for us. There are so many colors that, and it's on biodegradable material, which we also tested for fading. And it cost actually $9 a card, but we're just giving it out since this company has given it to us. So many agencies now on most of the islands have this card. The health of all of the reefs throughout the state can be evaluated, but it'll also help identify areas where management efforts should be focused. And then the widespread use can help us detect areas of refuge that are more resilient to climate change by identifying the regions that have low occurrence of bleaching. And then the Hawaiian ko'a card also gives ko'a. It's called a ko'a card because ko'a means coral in Hawaiian, but it's a coral health assessment card. And the Hawaiians, of course, used observation. They knew their reefs very well. They knew the condition and health of their reef by observing on a daily basis. So this will help the younger generation identify what a healthy coral looks like so that they can know what the health of their reef is in their area.
I remember going out and volunteering with, I think it was a graduate student at White Pacific University, and that was a new experience to me, going out and actually, you know, mapping out a grid and going underwater and learning what we're looking at, you know, identifying things out in the marine environment. I mean, it was fascinating. It was a fascinating snapshot for me, just as someone who is in the water.
Yeah, one of the things that many people don't realize, that as corals bleach and they lose that color, they still have tissue that's still alive, but you're seeing the white skeleton underneath, and that's why it's white. And some people actually don't know that white, it does not mean healthy, but it does not mean that they're dead. They can actually come back and get zooxanthellae again if the conditions return back to normal. But this year, we are expecting a severe bleaching event. We're already seeing on the four islands that we visited paling, and some areas actual bleaching of their corals, like at Pila'a on Kauai. All of the Montipora, the rice coral, has been completely bleached. And this is early in the year. Our hottest months are August and September. So within the next couple of months, we are expecting severe bleaching. And this is why we wanted to get this card out early to the community.
I recall the last time we had the major bleaching event, and I believe it was Terry Kirby out at the Hawaii Undersea Research Lab. In one of his swims, he was noticing bleached coral over there in Waimanalo at the Makai Pier. And our group, I remember, was seeing it over in Lanikai, and then also over on the west side, where they have those massive coral heads. And it was just kind of sad to see, because you thought, oh, this is not good.
We thought that Hawaii was immune, not quite immune, but wouldn't get a lot of these, because we're in the central North Pacific, and others had bleached throughout the world, other reefs, by 1985, when the first bleaching was found. Hawaii's first bleaching wasn't until 1996, and then again in 2002. It was widespread, but temperatures returned to normal very rapidly, so we did not have severe mortality. But in 2014 and 15 came down from the south in 14, up from the north in 15, and we had over 50% bleaching. Now, if they can recover, that's fine. But this lasted for a long period of time, so long that statewide we lost 35% of our corals. And West Hawaii, in the Kona side, they lost over 50%. And that's on the average. Some areas lost 90% coral. They had some large colonies that were hundreds of years old that were lost at that time.
And you have a passion for this. You love to study this. And I'm sure it hurts when you see just the whiteness everywhere. It's so sad.
Right. And, you know, it's time to get past the data and move on to solutions. So we really, all of us, from individuals to researchers to the government, all have to move on to solutions and doing our part.
I know Ruth Gates was doing studies about, you know, resilient coral, super corals, and you folks were doing work over there at Coconut Island. And I think there was the hope that these coral colonies and coral heads would bounce back and make them, you know, more resilient, you know, these stressors that we were seeing with the temperature. Where are we at with that?
Okay, our lab is the Coral Reef Ecology Lab. The Gates Lab was looking at the more tolerant corals. And yes, there are some species of corals and some individuals within those species that are more heat tolerant. The problem is that if the temperatures continue to rise more than 1 to 2 degrees centigrade above the summer maximum temperatures and they remain there, the corals will die. There are a few resilient species, but as more and more local and global impacts occur, unless we can clear that up, those corals are not going to survive. But there is hope, you know, if we all work together. You know, we have done it before. I think we can do it again on a global level.
And so as we approach then the hotter months of the year, We've got this tool. You're going to be distributing it. I guess maybe we should just have a call out. If you're out there and you notice something, that we should probably report that so that folks know what's going on out there in the ocean.
Yes. We're also partnering with the Division of Aquatic Resources. So on Maui, Kauai, and Oahu, you can go down to their office and get one of these cards for free, along with a brochure that tells you how to use the card. And the back of the card also has some simple instructions so that you can take that with you.
That was marine researcher Ku'ule Rogers talking about the Koa card, a new tool to help gauge the health of our coral reefs, which was rolled out at the recent Hawaii Conservation Conference.